Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:54 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And yeah, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by Trailer Sales Alabama and McCoy Outdoor Company. And it's time to check in with the star of the show, my buddy, Captain Bobby Arriscato from the A-Team. Good morning.
Good morning, gang. How are y'all?
We're good. And I think, let me read the text you sent me on my phone to everybody. You called it a wreck fest. What is a wreck fest? What's happening now?
Well, if you Googled it right now, a video would come up of what we're doing, which is throwing it in there, popping it two times, and watching it go under and reeling in a nice trout, man. It's really been a fabulous morning already.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, it's just been fantastic. And it's really been good all week. We've had some really fantastic trips, huge, huge numbers of fish in the river systems down along the bay. Of course, waiting a little bit longer maybe for that delta to clear up. I think we're going to be okay there because, I the last forecast I saw doesn't even show Barry going over 5 feet. And I think the Tom's the only one that went into flood. So, you know, again, like we were talking about last week, just keeping our fingers crossed with some cold weather, maybe not too much rain out of this next system coming through. Man, that thing's going to turn on. But, boy, it has just been phenomenal here the last couple weeks. I mean, the last week, popping corks with live. We're using live and voodoos today, and I'll tell you that the live is really putting on the show this morning. I can tell you, I'm catching a few on voodoos, but it's nothing like we're catching them on live. So, you know, if you can get your hands on some live shrimp, this, at least through this weekend, or maybe until it really gets sure enough cold and some of this bait gets out of here, I think that's going to be the deal. And it still sounds like they're catching plenty of bait. You know, all the shops have seemed to be pretty well loaded up with bait, so it shouldn't be a problem getting it.
Yeah, this water temperature for sure is going to drop over the next week. We've got the cold over the weekend. Then Dr. Bill talks about some freezing temps next week. They'll really strap.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's really, you're going to really see some changes. But then, you know, we get that. That's really kind of the next step in this whole process where we go from this summertime fishing transitioning into fall. And then you start to move towards those wintertime levels, you know. And usually that first freeze is what really triggers that, when that water temperature really starts getting down in the mid-60s and stuff. But right now we're in that transition period where they're catching right now while we're talking. But we're in this transition period where the fish are on the flats, on the rivers, edges of the river channels. You know, when it starts to really get sure enough cold, those fish are going to roll off into the river channels. But right now you're going to want to target those, all of the flats, you know. If you find the river channel, all of our river systems have the same features where you have flats out off the river channels, looking for slicks, looking for birds. Birds are giving it away. I chased down some mullet this morning, and it turned out the fish were under those. So, you know, anything that gives a sign away of some fish right now is what you're going to want to target. That flats fishing is a kind of a different ball game because you really got to kind of pay attention to what's going on. The fish really stay on the move with the bait. There's no feature to hold them in one little area, you know, so you kind of got to stay on the move until you find them. But one of the other signs of this fall transition is when they start to gather up like they're doing, like we've been on all week and this morning, to where, I mean, I really, once we found the fish, I don't think I've moved 75 feet. We've been steadily catching them.
Okay, so you're talking about those dead-end rivers here, local rivers, and the flats. How does somebody know they're on the flat? How deep is that, Captain Bobby?
Well, it depends on what river system you're in. You know, if you go down around like the Fowl River area, the flats, some of those flats are a little bit deeper than what I consider a, you know, like a typical flat where you're fishing 5-6 feet of water. You move up to a place like the Delta where you're going to fish a place like Delvan Bay or Grand Bay or even any of the flats along the edges of, say, the Appalachian, for example, you might be in 2 to 4 feet of water. So it's just the shallower areas. If you follow those river channels, you can see where those shallower areas off those river channels. You know, it's going to be kind of relative to the area that you're fishing. Dog River, you might be fishing 3 or 4 feet, you know. So just the shallow areas off the main river channels is where you're going to want to focus. And, it's going to be kind of dependent on the river system that you're in.
All right. Tell folks how they get a trip booked with the A-Team.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is the website, and maybe I'll have some video of this thing going on right now. They've caught about 3 or 4 just since we've been talking, you know. So anyway, but ateamfishing.com, and give us a shout. We'll get you fixed up. It's going to be a good winter.
Yeah, it's currently a whack fest, and it should continue.
It is.
All right, Captain Bobby, we appreciate it. We'll check back with you next week.
Guys, y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Check them out in Theodore at Trailer Sales Alabama. By the way, their trailer, the Anchor, the thing that carries the whole Go Play Outside prize pack. You can check that out on our website, Facebook page, Instagram page as well. Coming right back, Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us. More of Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Turning up your voice.